joined this morning in our first HMD interview with Daniel Frost. Welcome to HMD, and how's the HMD experience been so far? I know you have bosses sitting right here, but if they weren't here.
Yeah, no, I still say the same thing as I would always say. I'm having an excellent time, a great time. I can't complain when I'm at a racetrack, and especially with this team, they've been very, very nice to me, and you know, they've been giving me everything that I possibly need to win. So I can't complain. I'm just happy that they're here to help me out and, you know, pursue what I want.
So I was looking at your kind of road to Indy career as you've gone up, and the second year in each category, you seem to take a pretty big jump up in terms of consistency and results. And do you feel like this year is that year where last year you actually had consistently pretty good results all year, a couple podiums in Indy Lights with Andretti? So what's your, you know, how are you feeling coming this year, and what's a goal target for you in terms of results?
Right, I mean, like every year you can see that the results are getting better and we're being more consistent, especially from last year to from Indy Pro. I think that's the biggest jump that I've had in my career so far, just because the difference of Indy Pro to Indy Lights is huge. And I think Indy Lights is great in terms of how you can prepare yourself to get to the next level. And yeah, last year was more of a learning curve and race experience, just because I was a little bit behind compared to those guys. And you know, what it really helped me was that I was driving with them and, you know, learning from what they were doing to make me better as a driver. And you know, we were getting good results. I think we had 4 podiums last year. Yeah. And 3 poles, which I think was pretty decent for a field like that. And you know, with the experience I had, I think was quite a achievement. But you know, I think I really want to take the next step this year. I've been really working on myself over the off season to make myself a better driver, and I think that's the case in terms of results. We've been seeing that in the off season, and I mean, even yesterday we didn't have the best qualifying, just made a small error, but in the practice after that we bounced back, went to P1. So you know, it's always good to see, and it shows that yeah, the work has been done and it's just showing on track.
So one thing I always hear, especially from Rob Howden, is the jump from Indy Pro 2000 to Indy Lights is the biggest jump in terms of learning a new car and everything. Why is that?
It's more of everything, really. Yeah. And it's a completely different chassis. The chassis that we're using is actually the same as the Indy car. So it's something that you have to make the jump, and you know, we have wider tires, more power, more downforce, more braking force, you know, all of that stuff. It just equivalents, so we're going around 5 to 6 seconds a lap faster, which is quite a bit. And in terms of physicality and mentality, that's where it really comes in. Just because this is the last step of the highest level, it takes everything out of you to make sure that you're on the top and on the top of the game to you know, make it to the highest level.
Do you train physically any different than you did from last year for Indy Lights?
I'd say so. I think I've moved up a little bit more in my physical side. I'd say I've worked almost twice as hard as what I did last year, consistently in the gym, you know, taking out different hobbies like biking, different types of sport to keep me in shape, and you know, have a good wide variety of things that I'm gonna do so I can learn how to make myself a better person. You know, the closest thing that I think that to is racing is boxing. So yeah, I think it has very good coordination, and it's very similar in terms of like how long you need to endure yourself, because you know how boxing is, you need 5 yeah. rounds, 25 minutes per round, so that's it's long. So it's the same thing as here. We're on the track for an hour without stopping, so mm-hmm. I think it's a very good thing where those two come in play. So yeah, I'm just, you know, working myself out.
So we're going to put some gloves on a box?
Exactly. I have to. If not, my fingers are going to get messed up. And
then yeah. You can drive.
Exactly. My hands are the most important thing of the car. You know.
So, non-racing question here, since this is your first time on the show. You're going to put a song on our Spotify playlist, something you listen to before the race or after the race to get you in the mood, and what would it be?
Okay,
And it can be, there are some ridiculous songs on there, so don't be embarrassed if it's like something completely crazy.
You do have to be embarrassed. We'll still do it.
Gotcha. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I do listen to something that really gets me in the mood.
Yeah.
Which is Eminem.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he really helps me, gets me in my zone. Yeah. And
which one?
I think it's Till I Collapse, if I'm not wrong.
Okay, yep. That's right here, so that's easy to add.
Exactly. Yes. Should be on the top five, should be right there. That's one of my go-to songs just before I get on the track, you know. Just really gets me in the zone, you know, pumped, you know, that's the guy that I'm listening to before I go on track.
This one listens to music that screams at him, and I'm like, I cannot handle this.
I may be known for falling asleep to heavy metal music at night. So, make of that what you will.
Maybe the opposite, to make you wake up.
So, you enjoyed the Super Bowl halftime show then?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I watched the Dre and Snoop Dogg. They were up there on the stage, and I did like it. It kind of gave back the 80s, 90s vibes, which was nice.
I think he's calling us old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like that. I really like that.
But
though.
I like you old people, is what he just said.
It must have been nice back in the day like that.
Must have been great in your day.
Man, you old folks had good music. So, back to racing. You St. Pete's a track you've always done really well at. I think, for the most part, never out of the top five through the road to Indy. What about St. Pete do you like so much, and you've always been able to find success no matter what level the road to Indy you've been in?
One, I'd say is that it's my home state.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform, or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.
I'm 3 hours away.
Okay.
So, you know, it's the opening season. Great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Just love the track. I mean, it suits me very well. And, you know, for some reason, I've always been fast here. Not sure why. But it's a great thing. I mean, I really enjoy being at this track. And, you know, in the past 3 years, we've always been in the top five. So, us being outside of that disqualifying kind of, you know, shakes things up a little bit, but I definitely think that when we come back on Sunday, we're going to be able to, you know, make it back to the top five for sure. I do like this track as well in terms of, like, how the weather is. You know, most tracks are either cold or way too hot, but I think here has the happy median between. So, I mean, yeah, I just think that this track is an amazing place to be for the opening season.
It's kind of a unique schedule for you guys this weekend. You have two practices and qualifying yesterday, and instead of having two races in a weekend like you have had probably your whole road to Indy career, there's only one race a weekend now. So on a day like today, which is Saturday, and there's nothing to do, is it a little bit of an adjustment for you to just, there's nothing really to do today?
I think it's pretty strange that I'm not doing anything in terms of driving today, like zero. So it's a new thing that I'm kind of getting used to. Well, we only have one race, like you said. That's also something I have to get used to with only that single qualifying. And, you know, it's nice that we're switching it up a little bit. I mean, I take today as a rest day and to come regenerate myself before tomorrow's race. But I do take this day as a very important day to you know, go through the data of Mangineer to learn what I can do best to make myself as fast as I can for tomorrow and what we can do to the car to make it as good as possible. So today is more of like something I have to get used to and what we can do to extract the most out of this weekend's before the race happens on Sunday.
So Sunday, obviously you're not starting in the top five, but what's the key to, you know, either, like, what's the key to get up onto the podium this weekend?
This track is a lot about track position. So what I'm, for me personally, I'm thinking we need to make it as many moves as possible in the first few laps, because that's the best time, best opportunity to get past. And, you know, obviously turn one is going to be a little bit risky, but I think we have to take that risk to make ourselves in a position to even be able to get up to the podium spots. But I do believe that this track is very possible. Most tracks is more of a one-car field. But here, I do think that turn one, turn four, and turn 10 is definitely an overtaking opportunity. So with that push to pass that we have, it's gonna definitely help. Yeah, yeah.
Gotta push to pass.
So
is that rule apply for them too? The new IndyCar rule?
I don't know if the push to pass if you're a lap down rule applies in Indy Lights.
We are using the old system from last year.
Okay, so no.
So it's still the same thing.
Okay.
But we are going back to that new system in the next round.
Oh.
Yeah. So we've been trying out things and it wasn't as perfect as they were expecting, so we're taking it a little bit behind, so just to make sure that everything is working good before we go back into the race with that new system.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to be able to use 15 push to passes for 15 seconds.
Okay.
For the entire race, which will be nice. Yeah. It will make my life a lot easier to get past people.
So, does help.
Yeah, it 100% does help.
Well, we'll wrap it there and let you enjoy a restful Saturday, and good luck tomorrow and good luck this season, man.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
We shall bug you over.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the world of outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.